to Focus on the Community on WAMW. It's brought to you by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington. Each weekend, we highlight an important topic to our community here on WAMW. And this week, this weekend, big talk around the area at the movie theater, because we have a movie debuting in select theaters this weekend all about Indiana basketball and Bar Reve Viking basketball. And our guest is Craig Lunsford today. Craig is the producer of this new movie called Kings of Indiana. Craig, good morning. Thanks for taking time to talk with us today.
Morning. Thank you for having me.
What a story. What a story. And boy, I tell you what, we got to start at the beginning here, because since we released this and let everybody know about it, it's been the talk of this community. Mm-hmm. Kings of Indiana, start from the beginning. How did this come about, and how did it get to where it is today?
Oh my goodness. It is a long story, long stretched out story, but I happen to know a couple of guys in the area. I believe that if you want to go back to the inception of it, it was one of our other co-producers, Mark Whitmer, who originally had the idea of trying to follow this team, because they had gone to the championship the year before, lost it by, you know, 4 points in overtime. You know, he kind of had the idea and thought this might be the team that can do it all next year. And so through, you know, the grapevine and knowing a few people, common people, they kind of got me involved, and I came up and we started filming it. And we said, let's take a shot at this and see if we can make it happen. They talked to Coach Hughes, and Coach Hughes said, yeah, I think I'd be open to that. And we just made it happen.
Now, I guess a little background about yourself. You're from the Nashville, Tennessee area, correct?
Yes, I'm originally from Texas. I'm a born and bred Texan, and then made it up to Nashville for songwriting. I had a couple songs that did some stuff, and when I was in Austin, and so I went up to Nashville as a songwriter, but I came through film school. I went to film school and everything, so I was playing in Austin music and going to film school and everything. Then I went to Nashville, and so that's where I'm based out of now, writing songs and doing film and video stuff for the biggest stars in Nashville. So
this is brand new for us, you know, at the local level of this, something of this caliber. Kind of walk us through the process. Now, Kings of Indiana, this is perfect timing, of course, as of airtime of this. It actually debuted last night, but we have another showing coming up in a little over an hour back at the Indiana right. Theater, 10 o'clock this morning. Mm-hmm. But kind of walk us through what has to happen, you know, after this point, where you're at this point in the process.
What has to happen from this point going forward?
Right, exactly.
Well, from this point going forward, I mean, we have this limited engagement that we struck with AMC Theaters to have it in limited, limited theatrical release. And then if it gets positive feedback, if enough people show up, if it has good, good return and everybody likes it, the theaters might say, hey, we want you to stick around for another week or another few days. And so it remains and it stays. So we're starting with this two-night event. Like you said, we had the one last night and then the one here this morning. And from there, if it catches on, it could remain in theaters for a little while. From there, you know, once we're finished with the theatrical run, then we decide if we're going to go to streaming or broadcast television or things like that. We've had a couple of offers already for broadcast television. That means we will have to spend a little bit more money in licensing to get it onto television. But it's something that we're very interested in. So it may end up on a local network. It may end up streaming on Netflix or Amazon potentially at some point. We just have to decide where it goes from there.
Well, again, it's an amazing story, because we all know, of course, we're in Indiana. Let's face it. We're in Indiana. This is Hoosier country. It's all about basketball and corn. And really, you capture both of those elements in the movie quite well, right?
Yes, sir. I had no choice but to capture both of those. And let me tell you, I mean, I loved every moment of it. I'm a country boy, and I got up here, and just the people and the energy and you know, like you said, the cornfields and, of course, the basketball, it won me over. I get it now, whereas I didn't before. I truly get Hoosier hysteria. I get Indiana basketball in a way I didn't before.
Let's talk about some of the makers in this movie now, the movers and shakers. Of course, the stars, the 2015 Bar Reve Viking State Basketball Champions. That's the first and only state title so far for these Bar Reve Vikings, right? But we hope there's many more to come. But the movie is really centered around that run this year. But along the way, without giving too much away, tell us a little bit about what the movie entails.
Man, the movie entails, first and foremost, I guess, kind of highlighting Montgomery, Davies County, the Amish Mennonite settlement and everything there, and the background of a lot of these players and, you know, who their families are, their heritage. we delve into that. We delve into the history of Indiana basketball, where it came from, and the passion and that sort of thing. And from there, we get to know the players of the 2015 season and a little bit about their families. And then from there, we follow Coach Hughes, who has had, you know, just an historic run as one of the winningest coaches in Indiana now. And so we follow all of that. We follow his struggle of going to the championship four times and not being able to capture, you know, the glory. So we try to kind of encompass everything, and including the town of Montgomery. So,
and we'll see several familiar faces along the way as you watch this movie, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You will. I won't divulge too much there, but yeah, you see several familiar faces.
And of course, some of the big rivalries, because let's face it, over the years, the Bari Vikings, that's one of the teams that always gets starred on the opponent's schedules as the team that they want to face. And they built some pretty big rivalries over the years.
Absolutely. And I got to, you know, witness that firsthand. And one of the games that we focus on in the picture is that game where the Vikings travel down to Jasper every year. And boy, that, like I said, that was an eye opener for me. You know, again, being from Texas, football is king. And that game that I witnessed and we filmed and that is in the picture resembled football games that I've seen in Texas. I mean, it was the most physical basketball I think I'd seen ever. You know, I think one guy had stitches by the end of the night. Addison Wagler took five or six tumbles and elbows to the face. And it was just enthralling and a lot of fun to watch. But it was high school basketball, not quite the way I'd ever seen it.
It's Hoosier basketball. That's
absolutely
right.
Absolutely.
We're talking to Craig Lunsford, the producer of the new movie Kings of Indiana, in theaters this weekend. Of course, the debut was last night. Again, if you didn't get there last night, hopefully you've got your ticket for this morning at 10 a.m. This is truly a great movie, and we want everybody to embrace it. Behind the scenes, folks, I know we're talking to you. Of course, you're one of the producers. Did you actually shoot a lot of the video for this movie? Was it a team effort? How many did you have on the staff to put this all together?
Well, yeah, that's a long and complex and complicated story. It's basically what you do when you set out to make a film is, first of all, you get the idea, what you're going to follow, what you're going to cover, and then you have to figure out how to attack it, because you have to figure out where you're going to try to put the film. Is it going to go, again, onto broadcast, or is it going to try to be in theaters? And that affects certain things, you know, the frame rate that you film in and all sorts of things like that. If you're trying to, you know, go into theaters, you're going to kind of shoot a certain way. So that determines what equipment you have and everything. But we basically had to decide what budget we had to spend, which was not a lot. So in order to get it done, to get a 6-month shoot done on a shoestring budget, we had to work with a skeleton crew. So, I mean, pretty much everything, I mean, 99% of the filming I did, we took a few clips from a few other people. Editing, most of the post-production was done by me. I had a team of guys in Nashville who were standing by ready to go to work on this thing right when we ended, but we had a few legal things that we had to tie up first, and so we didn't get to start on it right away. Those guys had some other projects they were working on, so a lot of that kind of fell to me as well. So I've done quite a bit of the work in making this thing happen. That's one reason it's taken a few years to get out.
So. 4 years in the making, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the 2015 state championship team. But, you know, when you have and you embrace a project of this nature, you want it to be the best. And I know you really spent a lot of time and the heart and soul into putting this all together.
And I mean, yeah, it became a labor of love. And the one thing, you know, is I felt obligation to those guys, those kids that I met. I'll say this, I mean, for me, doing what I do for a living, the last thing I said I ever wanted to do is, like, I mean, I said I would never do it, honestly. I would never make a movie starring high school kids or about high school kids or whatever. I just didn't think that it needed to be done. Until I came here, I met those guys, and they're just stand-up individuals. And I'll say this, too, about the other teams we met as well. I mean, the parents in Indiana are doing some things right. It was just a lot of stand-up young men. And like I said, when I got to know these guys, I just had to come through for them and for Coach Hughes, too, who gave us the permission to do it. So
it is, again, one you don't want to miss. We're talking about Kings of Indiana. Now, I had a chance to see the trailer, and we've got it on our Facebook page if you haven't seen that. The trailer,
what'd you think?
Really sets the scene. It really does. I enjoyed it very much. You know, it sets the whole atmosphere about where it originates, what it's all about, and how much a small community of Montgomery and Bar Eve, Daviess County, loves their basketball. Right. And then it just builds from there. And you follow this team, and I've had people ask me, you know, is there a storyline? Is it more of a documentary? I guess you can answer that question for us now.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, it is a documentary, and it follows these guys through the course of a season, and it follows, you know, it does some, you know, it shows some of the details of what makes Bar Reef Bar Reef, what makes their team their team. You know, you couldn't make a film about Bar Reef without talking at least a little bit about Albert Kavanaugh.
There you go. I was waiting for, you know, we're 10 minutes into the interview. We got to right. get Mr. Viking in there, Albert Kavanaugh.
Got to get Mr. K in there. That's right. So, you know, little things like that that help to adorn a movie that, for me at least as a filmmaker, you try to flavor it with, you know, flavor it with real life, you know. And so we got some scenes there at the, you know, the Stop and See and things like that. It's just, you know, you try to work all of that stuff in that the folks around here see, but that the rest of the world doesn't know. So, you know, you try to incorporate that and just highlight it.
And, you know, there were some other people behind the scenes as well, some local folks that have really helped to make this happen. You mentioned Mark Whitmer. I know he's been doing a lot of footwork for you as of late to get the promotion out there.
Absolutely. Mark and I have been working. He's pretty much been my right-hand man, key grip, electrician, everything since day one. Got to give a shout-out to Laura Truelove, who works with Nate Wagler. Laura has been doing a lot to help us get the word out as well. And not to mention just a bunch of my folks back in Nashville who've been helping out to make this thing happen. So it is truly a team effort. It's hard to do it by yourself. It's almost impossible. You got to have people on board to help you. And Teresa Whitmer, don't let me forget to mention her. She was our production coordinator and just did a bang up job. Every time we needed to schedule something, she was on it. And it just, you know, it takes good people to help you work around these things.
You know, I've been liking it a little bit to the movie Hoosiers, and we all know what the movie Hoosiers did. It's still a classic that has a cult following. Every time it's on, you know, you can't help but stay on and watch that.
Right.
This is the small town story of Hoosiers with the Bar Reef Vikings. Mm. A little feel to it there.
We certainly hope so. That's a high bar to reach. But I mean, if it can come anywhere close to that or ever be mentioned in the same breath as that, I mean, that's a victory for us. I mean, that's just such an incredible movie and an incredible story. And, you know, we kind of think this one was too, though.
Absolutely. Well, we're talking to Craig Lunsford again, the producer of the new movie Kings of Indiana. It's in theaters this weekend. Select theaters. Now, Craig, let's remind folks what this means exactly. When we say select theaters, you have gone around and you've got handpicked a number of theaters that are showing it this weekend, just a limited time. So folks really need to get to the website, which we'll give that in just a moment, to get those tickets and see this movie because it's going to be a sellout.
That's exactly right. And we had, you know, we had originally talked about trying to, you know, really put this thing all over the state and kind of realize now we need to pare this back just a little bit, try to keep it probably a little more local to the teams involved and the areas involved. So yes, it's select theaters from Terre Haute. We're up around the Indy area, Marion, Kokomo, that sort of thing. But Terre Haute, Vincennes, Washington, Linton, we've got screenings at, and Bloomington as well, but and a few other theaters right around the Indy area. So limited theatrical run just means that you know, we're being selective about where we're going, and when we had that discussion with AMC, what they were willing and able and thought was a good idea to you know, allow us to go into.
And you know, let's talk about the timing. You couldn't ask for better timing for a release with the high school basketball sectionals kicking off next week.
That was our hope. Yes, sir. We want to get people fired up. We think this is a perfect movie to get people fired up for sectionals. It'll we hope make you laugh a little, make you cry a little, you know, but it'll be a whole lot of fun, and we think it'll really get people fired up, and I think it's the perfect way to kick off sectionals myself.
You couldn't ask for better timing. That's right. So, okay, now ticket information, because you do have to have the advance tickets, and hopefully you got them. Walk us through the process of how to get a hold of tickets to see Kings of Indiana.
Yes, sir. Tickets are being sold through a online ticket website called Eventbrite. This is a special event, and so we're using Eventbrite to do that, but you can get to those tickets through our website. You can go to eventbrite.com, search for Kings of Indiana, Indiana, or you can go to our website, kingsofindiana.com. We got all the show times there listed with links to the tickets for all the theaters that we're showing at. So just hop on there. It's easy to find, easy to navigate. Just be sure you find the right date. But we've got that broken up by theater in the Friday and Saturday section. So it should be pretty easy to follow.
Is there any chance of this going mass production then and hitting theaters nationwide? Or as I guess we mentioned this earlier, you're probably going to look to a DVD release or a TV release, right?
Right. That all depends on the response we receive. If people, you know, show up in droves and in great numbers, we will most likely be picked up for more days and more theaters across the state. If it somehow gets legs and manages to stay around the state for a long period of time, then it could venture out into other states. There's been a lot of movies that have worked that way, where they started with even just a single market, you know, and the feedback is good, reception is good, and it just spreads like wildfire. So if people see it and they love it, they call their other local theaters, let their other friends know, it could catch fire, and who knows where it goes. But but anyway, eventually in the end, yeah, most likely broadcast and streaming.
And that's the key. This is where we can help listeners that are tuning in right now get to the theaters, fill these seats, because that helps take this movie to the next level. And anytime you got a local movie about your hometown, you definitely want that to excel and go to the next level. And we certainly want to see those seats filled for the showing this weekend. Yeah. Kings of Indiana. kingsofindiana.com on the web. We've got the links on our Facebook pages as well. We are talking to Craig Lunsford, the producer of the new movie. And you know, before we let you go, this is one thing I've been stressing on the air and talking about it. This is not a fly-by-night home movie that somebody has put together.
Right.
This is 4 years in the making. This is professionally done.
Right.
And this is the real deal.
Right. Thank you for giving me the chance to address that. And first of all, thank you for having me here, man. It's such an honor to meet the man, the legend, you know, Dwayne. It's great to be here. Yeah. But yes, this is not done on a Sony Handycam. This is done with, you know, professional grade equipment. You know, we had my friend out in Los Angeles handle all the effects, Josiah Taylor. We've had guys in Nashville who've done work for me, for the biggest artists in the world, work on this audio wise, visual wise. I'll say this, it's an imperfect project. You will see some shots occasionally that are blurry and things like that. No filmmaker wants to have that, but when you're doing a documentary, it's impossible to avoid. Sometimes you have to have that, but it is we think as professional as we could get on a shoestring budget. But it is not something that, you know, was done with no time and no effort. It's something that we think you'll like and enjoy.
4 years in the making, and it's on the big screen this weekend. Kings of Indiana, get to the theaters, sell them out. We need this movie to go to the next level. It's saluting Bari Viking basketball and our state champions from 2015. Our guest, Craig Lunsford. Craig, thank you so much. I thank you for embracing this project and highlighting Southwestern Indiana basketball and what it's all about here in the Hoosier State.
Absolutely, and thank you. And I just got to put a thank you out to all the folks in Montgomery and Davies County who are so welcoming and you know, inviting through this whole project. So thank you for having me.
Again, showing at 10 o'clock this morning at the Indiana Theater on Main Street in downtown Washington. Kings of Indiana, go to the website, kingsofindiana.com, for the remaining showtimes at a theater near you. Focus on the Community has been presented by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington. You can get a podcast of today's show by visiting our website at WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Dwayne Shake, reminding you to tune in next weekend as we focus on the Community.